Time Out for Music presents Bulgaria's music culture has a much greater potential than we tend to show. The words of Professor Plamen Djurov about the concert of the Sofia Soloist Chamber Orchestra led by him. I see no reason to neglect the Bulgarian works of serious music. Audiences should have the chance to listen to Bulgarian music, especially with a view to the increasingly vocal and slogan-time patriotism that society has recently seen. This is the point of view of Professor Plamen Djurov, composer, conductor, and lecturer at the National Academy of Music. He has for close to three decades now been leading the Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra. The renowned orchestra appears in concert on Friday. More details from Professor Djurov. At the Central Military Club tonight, we present a fully Bulgarian program. We are going to play one of the most difficult Bulgarian works, Symphony No. 4 by Alexander Rajchev. This work was composed especially for the Sofia Soloists. This way we shall mark the 95th birth anniversary of the eminent composer. We have also included in the program the concerto for two violins by Mikhail Pekov, as well as the unforgettable Adagio by Krasimir Kyrkchiski. I must say that neglecting Bulgarian works of serious music is very sad. Already some scores of major works have been lost. Others are in a deplorable state. If we take a look at the programs of big orchestras around the globe, we shall see that they perform national music on a regular basis, as well as 20th century music. The present-day music language is not just the language of dance music and short formats. It is, in a way, elitist, requiring an effort on the part of listeners who are expected to explore the theme and also to have wider general knowledge. I have not lost hope that Bulgaria will again earn the right to communicate on an equal footing with the rest of European countries where music is concerned. We have a much greater potential than we actually show. Our concerts abroad are by rule successful, and I have for years wondered to hear comments like, "How can a country like yours have such an orchestra?" To this I reply, "And what exactly do you know about Bulgaria and the Bulgarian musicians?" said Professor Plamen Djurov. Listen next to the Sofia Soloists and Adagio by Krasimir Kyrkchiski.
Thank you.
Going back in time, the first rehearsal of the Sofia Soloist Chamber Orchestra was back in November 1961. It was a get-together of young string instrument players. 6 months later was the first concert that earned a standing ovation. A few days ago marked the 55th anniversary since that memorable event.
From
the very start, the firm foundation of the orchestra was superb professionalism, and this keeps us going, says Professor Plamen-Djurov. The principles of work are like with a string quartet. In the beginning, the instrumentalists rehearsed divided into three quartets. This quest for utter precision is a Sofia Soloist signature, and this makes working with a formation a unique experience. Work is very much focused on detail. Let me draw a comparison between print art and oil painting. With us, everything is sfumato, and it requires fine-tuning from both instrumentalists and the audience. The first concert of Sofia Soloist was conducted by Mikhail Angelov, who also compiled the program. The soloists included Milena Molova, Nikola Gyuzelev and Radka Gaeva. The orchestra gave a few more concerts with the same conductor and then worked with guest conductors, Konstantin Iliev, Dobrin Petkov and Vasil Kazanjiev, who later became its permanent conductor for 16 years. It was Professor Kazanjiev who coined this consistent, in-depth and sometimes excruciating manner of work for elaborating details. This, by the way, is a manner typical of any musician who has self-respect. After some while, Emil Tabakov took over at Sofia Soloists as conductor and composer. Interestingly, all three conductors who have for longer periods led the Sofia Soloists are also composers. I have no explanation for this fact. I'm the successor of a very robust tradition, I would say very serious one, concludes Sofia Soloist Chamber Orchestra conductor Professor Plamen-Djurov. To the end of Time Out for Music, listen to Moderato from Concerto for Two Violins and String Orchestra by Mikhail Pekov.
Thank you.